Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? Happy Sunday, November 7th. This is The Diary. This is your host, Stacey Johnson. And it is a rainy, rainy Sunday here in Sacramento. And I hope you can hear me. I have horrible reception both on the internet and on my phone. And I'm home, so I'm hoping, you know, everything goes good today. Today, we're going to talk about something that's very important. Very important to me. And I'm going to let you know that it should be very important to you as well. You know, our love movement thing just wasn't something that was created out of, you know, us wanting to have something to do or hear ourselves talk. The love movement was created because we see that there's so many people out there that are so damn lost. And when we out there and we lost and we adults lost, we end up really screwing over kids. And, you know, kids are real important to God. And he asked that we be like kids. And that's kind of why, you know, this has been an emotional day for me. And speaking of kids, I have my baby all weekend. And that's probably why it's so emotional. Because our love movement thing is about us knowing who we are in Christ, in God, and that, yes, there is a God. And, yes, he did create things. So creation and God is the same thing. Evolution, all that stuff, that's God. God started the ball rolling. Man fucked it up. And especially for black people. So I'm all emotional because I finally, by the grace of God, was able, as much as I pray, my prayer that I pray, and when I take a break, I'm going to go get it because I say it every morning. And I've said it every morning since January 5th of this year when those bastards fired me, which I knew was coming. Because you can't be the truth around a bunch of mess. Because they know the truth. It's going to get everybody all crazy because when there's light, people, the darkness has to go. And little baby Stace has been light for many, 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 many years. And I guess men go through a midlife crisis. They buy a bet or whatever. I go through a midlife crisis. I try to educate my people, and I buy a bet. This is what the love movement is all about. So for the next 15 weeks, On the love movement portion of our program, which will always be the first 30 minutes, we're going to focus on the law, whatever it is, I don't even know what it is, the science of getting rich. And it was written way back when, and it was hidden way back when, and it was definitely hidden from black people. But it basically tells us who we are and why we are here. And it's real, and it was written by a man that, first of all, predicted the airline industry would be what it is today, not the crashes, but the money, when we was only riding on horses and trains, okay? The science of getting rich first, you have to understand that you are God's representation on this earth. You would not be here. You would not be here if God did not want you to experience life on his behalf. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. That's what your pastor whoop-de-whoop should be telling you. What's he tell you? No, give your 10%. Then God going to give you what you should. No. The simple fact that you are alive. God say, look, your mama didn't kill you with an abortion. And you ain't dead. Live, do, be for me. And if you have a desire in your heart, if God gives you any desire, if you have a desire to sing, to dance, to do any creative thing, that's God telling you, hey, you, I've given you that desire, so I'm going to give you that power to do it. And when I finally started and I read this thing, I listened to this thing over and over and over and over and over again because I'm 45 years old. I educated myself. I did what my parents asked me to do. I worked my ass off. And soon as a motherfucker thought he could dictate my life, that's what he did. No, corporations, no black churches, no black leaders. We are here to experience the best. Not just you. Oh, hold on, I gotta go to the computer. It's just there you go, come back. Pastor Whoopie Whoop. If you drive in a Bentley, fat little boy on steroids, little boy that likes little boys, fat boy with the Jerry Curl wig of all things, you must be in the South wearing a Jerry Curl wig. Sorry, South. But you know, there's a lot of bad spirits. All this is the science of getting rich starts with all of that. If Pastor Whoop-de-Whoop got a Bentley, every one of his people in his congregation should have a Bentley. What that pastor wants for himself, what he wants for himself, all that flashy shit they want for themselves, if they don't get it from you, for you, they shouldn't even have it. That's what we're talking about for the next 15 weeks. That's the oneness of God. Just like the grass grows. And every Friday, guess what? I got to have fools in the front of the house and the back of the house cutting that damn grass because it just won't stop growing. You are no different than the grass. You are more important than the damn grass. You are supposed to prosper every day. You, me, Jesse, Freddie, Chris, Elijah, Terry, Cheryl, Jesse. Let me do that again because that's my girl. Jesse. That's what we're talking about, people. That's what the Love Movement is talking about. Tell Pastor Whoopie Whoop. You can't come back until he starts saying what little baby Stace is talking about on the radio. Because that's life, people. You are here because God put you here. So you can experience everything he wants to experience. He likes to sing. He wants to dance. He likes to eat. He likes nice clothes. He likes Bentley. He wants everybody to drive him, not just Pastor Whoopie Whoop when you drive around little boy. But then we got people like Joyce Meyer that's out there doing what she saved me. She's the reason why I'm here talking about Pastor, because she's real. The women are real. Let's get the women. The women are real. See, our organ ain't on the outside of our body. I think that's got something to do with it, guys. I'm sorry. But every little thing that passed by that thing gets you ready to boink it. All right? Let's get the women a chance. They know it. Pastor Whoopie Whoop told you a woman. And the pastor's wife got to sit back there all drugged up off something and act like she loves this shit as long as she can get a new dress and a new fat-ass hat, right? And fat. Why are they all fat? Jesus wasn't fat. He didn't say, well, I got 5 loaves of bread and split that woman. No. Why are y'all fat? Why all my gospel singers got to be big and fat? That's not Jesus. That's not God. Anyway. This is me, though. This is the Love Movement. And I'm old now. I'm old. And I got to have power before I die. I got to see my people with more power than this sorry shit before I die. So I do it for me. I do it for you. What I want for myself, I want for you. So we kind of doing this shit together. All right? So let me go down some things. Where am I? Where am I? All right. Now. Science of Getting Rich, we're going to go over that also 15 chapters plus a preface. So we're going to go 16 weeks. We're going to start with the preface. So today we're going to go over the basics. And this is the Love Movement. This is the Love Movement. See, and what I had to go do in order to know what's real about getting money and God, I had to go to some white man. I wrote a book 110 years ago. See, I couldn't go to Pastor Whoopie Whoop over in Citrus Heights because he busy calling me the devil. Because I want to say, how come you ain't got no program for your people? Oh, that's Tracy, and you don't come in here with your degrees, Tracy, and you're smart. You're too smart, Tracy. Well, first of all, my name is Stacy, and I'm smart, yes, because I'm God's desire. God knows there's a whole bunch of you around. So the Association of African American Single Mothers, God wanted that. Whatever. Once again, people, whatever you desire in your heart, that is God saying, hey, that's me. So I used to say, I'm too shy to sing. I don't want to sing. And man, my brother is the director of music at Spelman Crowd. He wasn't shy. He couldn't even sing. Kevin couldn't sing. Today, Kevin knows how to sing. Because Kevin had the desire. Kevin didn't even grab. Kevin's so busy running and chasing tail in L.A., all right? He had to get his GED. But Kevin had a desire, okay? Kevin had a desire. So Kevin is the director of music at Spelman College to this day. Because Kevin had a desire. Kevin has a doctorate in music. If you have a desire, God will give you the power. So you better believe I'm going to be playing my bass before they lay a little baby face in some coffin somewhere. Because if you've got the desire, people, okay, you have the power. That's God. That's God. That's God saying, hey, 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 that's me. Wake up, stupid. Don't be shy. Oh, I'm too shy or I'm too this. No, you're telling God, you're slapping God in the face when you do that. All right? I slap myself in the face because I just learned about it. God wants us all to be rich, people. Just like the grass grows, your pocketbook should grow. But it don't just happen. And it don't happen by you selling drugs, selling pain, selling nya-nya, and stealing from me. Okay? So that's all part of the science of getting rich, all right? Because at my church, I can say the N-word because that has no power over me. I know in my heart what I am. That has no power over me. I use that word, and I throw it back at the people that use it to try to disrespect. I throw it back at you. I say, I don't care. I'm not hung up on all that stuff in Southern Negroes. Oh, what? I say, oh, so y'all, case in point, my neighbor. They go to church every Sunday, pack their tight like sardines. And I'm going to ask them four times to take me to the store. Always got excuse. And so I had to call them on. Came over here for something. Right? Asked me for something. I gave it. Because I'm not a church nigga. I said church nigga. That hurt his southern feeling. Church nigga, church nigga, church nigga, 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 church nigga. All right? Because you're packed in like a sardine on Sunday, but you don't have enough brotherly love in your soul, regardless of what your wife thinks, to take a sister to the stuff. Church nigga, church nigga, church nigga. All right? So that's the diary. This is our church. This is the love church, baby. Your mind, your body, and your soul, through God, seeks fulfillment. So, no, you ain't just supposed to go to church and never do nothing during the week. Or you ain't supposed to be at the gym every day and ain't got a quarter's worth of love in your heart for shit. All right? That's not God. That's out of balance. What, if anybody that's too much in one of them and not in all three, they're not happy. And God intends us to be happy in all three. He intends all of us to have enough money to do what we want to do. We ain't got to go to this job where they're barely paying us enough. God gives it to you. See what you want to see. See what you want and make it happen. That's God's number. That's God's way. That's how God works. Pastor Whoopi will say, give me 10% of your $1,500, okay? And just like Vegas, you may or may not get your money back. Based on Pastor Whoopi, well, you are not getting your money back, Black. But if you put it on Jesus, but you get 7 times 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Church nigga, church nigga, church nigga. Don't be a church nigga. All right? I hope they listen. Church nigga. All right? Because anybody that can pack in like a sardine, like, oh, here I am, everybody, and got 10% of your dope money you're giving to, you know you're giving them dope money, right? Ain't none of y'all going to work. Where's that money coming from? Anyway, church nigga. This is the love movement. This is little baby Stace. Have we done 30 minutes? No, we done 15 minutes. I'm coming back, and I'm going to really talk what. And I'm going to play some music now, free for all, because we free not to be church niggas. All right? God wants us to have free expression. We all here to flourish. Every day you live is a day that you should see increase in your life. And, Terry, I love you. I think I inspired you from what you told me the other day, but you didn't tell me, but I think I did. I don't know. But you inspire me, so that's what love people do. Okay, I'll be back if this works right. If it works. See, now I'm going to sing everything because God said, you know how to sing. And you sing it in the bathroom. And sing it to Elijah. All right, even Elijah singing Alicia Keys. Anyway, I'll be back. Thank you. folks. This is the diary. This is your church Negro, little baby Stace, going over our love movement. You know, and it's amazing. That word love, it is real, and that's how God operates. So, you know, and if you go and look on the Internet, because it is there, the science of getting rich, he's so cool about the way he says, he's like, all the people that basically gonna fuck up the world, don't worry about it. They basically gave you the opportunity you have today. And that's exactly what I put on my show page. It's all right, Jesse Jackson. It's okay, Al Sharpton. I love you, NAACP. I love you, the black Negroes from ain't going to college for. I love you. I love you. Because you've given the Association of African American Single Mothers, founded by Stacey Johnson herself, a single mother back in 1998, you gave her an opportunity to make her organization become the most prominent, relevant organization in American history. So I thank you for your non-work. So I love you for that. So don't worry about it. We got it. And me and Elijah. Elijah said, come on. He said, Grandma, come on. And I said, come on, Elijah. Elijah's from New York. He said, come on. And we said, bless you. Thank you. Oh, I saw you. He's telling inanimate objects he's sorry if he went into the chair. I saw you. Pro in the bathroom, no potty seat no more. He's great. Take Elijah. You just make me cry. You make me want to just make the world so much better because you deserve it. Anyway, the love movement. Couple things we don't think about. I want to put in your head while we start talking about this, the riches, and because we're all meant to be rich. And how a race of people who were brought over here by force, taught not to work, not to read, not to communicate, not to. How the hell are we supposed to know anything unless somebody tells us in this country? You know, just the simple fact that we got free didn't make everything better. You know, and to this day, 2010, I don't see no black folks speaking this shit. And if we do, they part of Illuminati. You know what the Illuminati is? There's a bunch of selfish motherfuckers. Use my French, okay? My Francais, okay? That took this shit and kept it for themselves. That's all. So I don't want to hear one more black person say, ooh, he in the Illuminati. Nigga, you in the Illuminati too. Just read the book. And for your intranet, you ain't even got to read. All right? Just listen. Sit down what you want and listen. Get you some knowledge. You'll love it. It'll be well worth it. I got somebody calling me. You know what? I'm not doing very well on the, here we go. All right, we got somebody calling, so we don't see who that is. We're going to try. We're going to see. All right, but in a minute. All right? So, everything's for you, people. God wants us to make the most out of ourselves so we can make something out of somebody else. You know, we have to be good. You know, my kids ain't good if I'm not good. You know? I mean, that was my philosophy. You know, I'm going to be the best I can be. So I can show my kids how to be good. You know, God is good, and he made us. So how are we not good? How are we not good? We're only not good because somebody has convinced you that because you do that, you're not good. And I wrote something down where I think we need to think of, you know, science, or is it science, or evolution, or is it religion? You know what? Science is God, okay? So if God's not, God is the guy on the top of the letter on religion. But then man mixed it up. So, you know, religion is like science, but with a fear factor. You know, so for the rest of my life, and I hope your life, you're going to take out the fear factor and say science is God. God put these laws in place and say, I'm going to see how they work. You say, well, why did God let this happen? Because God also gives people free will. We're his experiment, for good or for bad. You know, nobody knows how good the Association of Single Mothers is if there's not something in comparison, that there is nothing that is good. How do we know good if there's not evil? You know, and that's why God is. And you know, if there's a God, well, yeah, he lets you mess up for many years and just didn't strike you dead. That's God. God gives us all a free will. So, you know, I have the free will to take the knowledge that I have and do good or evil. I have the free will to go over. I have the free will to use this 15-point shit for myself and never tell any of you. But that's not God. God wants us all to live, all to thrive, all to do. That's why I was able to take my income out of my pocket and feed old people and not give a damn if I got money. Because that's what God did. That's what God would do. Because where he got that for me, there's more. And see, and I thank God for the people at Fireman's Fund. Karen Keeley, baby, you the shit. Thank you for playing your little fucked up game for as long as you did. Because you positioned me. You and that fucked up supervisor, what's his name? Man, the one old ass man with braces. That tell me something was wrong with you from jump. Your teeth about to fall out and you got braces. They gave you a lot of money to fuck people over, you know. And a lot of people get money to fuck people over, and they are absolutely happy with that because money rules them and not God. But in the end, you reap what you sow. Oh, Larry Bingham, that brace wearing, 50 older than me and got braces. Like, wow. Anyway, thank you for making sure you schemed up some shit to fire me. And thank you, God, for me not being a lugger later on. No, I got fired for standing up for righteousness and not do it again. Because God is who he is. And I love him. So, and I love you. And let me try to answer this phone call. All right? Oh, they're gone. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag on. But, all right, there's science, religion. Religion and science with the fear factor. Take it out. Take it out. Okay? So, there are a couple of things I want you guys to start thinking as we go over this, and I want you to go to the internet and look that up. Hopefully you can hear me. And it is the science of getting rich. And it all begins with our oneness with God. We are one with God. We are one. He is us. We are him. He is us and we are him. And whatever you desire is his desire. So, and I'm not talking about, oh, I desire to have 15 hoes and all of that because that's not God, okay? So let's not be stupid because we know there's some dumb people out there. But, and I can only speak for myself. My desire is to see black children love math, to see people hear the word math and not automatically cringe. That's my desire. My desire is to teach black boys my Boys to Men project. From a woman's perspective, it has some guys in here. But, you know, to me, you know, thank God for black men that didn't want to step up to the plate and really cause a change because there's a problem. All right? That's my desire. So that must be God's desire. And isn't that a good one? Future leaders? Well, that's why I named my stuff Positive Things. I didn't name my shit No Child Left Behind. Left Child Left Behind right there just says what it's going to do and exactly what it's done. My Women's Self-Awareness Program. Women, you need self-awareness, especially if you have kids. Come on now. Future Leaders Program. What am I looking for out of it? Future Leaders. Black Boys to Men Project. Well, what do we need? Some of these boys to finally turn into men and not convicts. All right? Black History Project, that's self-damn explanatory because if we knew our history, we would stand up in the streets for so much more. And, you know, we make fun of the Mexicans on May whatever, Cinco something. No. They May 1st, right? When they something, right? See, the Mexican history, I don't know. But that was okay. They know it for me. I know my black history. We get mad at them because they stand up on May Day. You know, we don't know what day was we emancipated. Oh, no. You can't get the kids to show up to no black history, nothing at their school. Or they don't even have a black history summit at the school because nobody give a damn, including the parents. So my son always say, Mom, you know the black history teacher. Yes, I am. Yes, and he knows it. Now, I do what I want to do because I got the desire. Hey, you ain't a rapper. Ha ha. You ain't cute. Oh, yeah, you are. Anyway, and our food locker. That's what we also do because kids need to eat. I hear too many stories about these young mothers selling their goddamn food stamps. Okay. Instead of buying their kids food. So, Association of African American Single Mothers wants to do for you what God wants to do for you and for me to lift us up, to bring us up to a higher awareness, to a higher level of who we are. We're not here to just work and die. We are here, whatever you see. You know, that's why I thank God. You know, you gave me so many little inklings over my young life. Man, I used to watch Donnie and Marie. I used to love to watch Donnie and Marie. And after Donnie and Marie on Sunday, I had to go to bed. It was like 9 o'clock. I love you, Mom and Dad, for giving me rules. Anyway, Donnie and Marie. So I just love it. And I was like, man, every time that went off, I just had this feeling in my heart. It's like, man, I want people to know me like they know me. That just being flashy, just people to know me and making people happy like that. Man, I just want to feel that in the music, too. You know, country and rock and roll, me, and they wasn't even on very good at it. But Marie showed them what to do it today, I got to say. Anyway, they look good. Anyway, but I used to feel, man, I want to do something like that. I want to feel like, and then, okay, I went on and I used to give mass in my backyard with my neighbor. I was a priest. So I was like, I always loved people. I always sang, and my sermon was on loving people. I always sang the love songs as a kid, all the Carpenters. Richard, if you're listening, please contact us. Please respond to that letter. I love you so much. You just don't know. Anyway, what was I talking about? Then I was senior class president. And people kind of listened to me, and I was funny, and they kind of laughed. And, but then I lost it. I have to say, all the girls that know me, I called Miss somebody at BITCH. And that was after my dad died. You know, I was like with my crazy mama. I was like, I don't care, bitch. In a uniform, okay? So, okay. You're going to the executive board, and guess what? You're losing your senior presidency to Cheryl Patton, my homegirl, my vice president. That's all right, long as Cheryl get it. It's all good. It's all good, and she's still a bitch. So, you know, so I've always been outspoken, good or bad. And then I got into corporate America with Motorola and just seeing all the Uncle Toms kissing up to the white people while they just shitting on the black people. And I'm like, oh, God, is this what it's all about? And then I went and was self-employed. So I could do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And then married a loser, and all everything went downhill. And lo and behold, who's a single mother after being married for 6 years? Stacy. And every program was what I did for myself. I had to become aware of who I was, or else I was going to kill my son, my daughter was going to be a hoe, or CPS was going to take all of them. Because here I was, I had my own business, left alone with three kids, stair steps, 1, 3, and 5. Future Leaders Program, my kids ain't going to be the statistics, baby. Sorry, sorry, sorry. 90% of us live in poverty, not me. Guess what? I got a degree. I had my own business. I wasn't in poverty then. I only began to be in poverty when I trusted somebody, which I should have never trusted, for my life and my children's life. So we got to do something different. But you know what? That was God working through me and what he knew would be needed in black America. And I honestly believe this desire that I've had, and this didn't start yesterday. This started in 1998 when I was still, when is that? My kids were still babies. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'm not experienced enough in the issues yet. Maybe I got to wait. Maybe I got to wait. Maybe I got to wait. Maybe I have to see how good a job I do with my boys. Maybe I got to wait. And all my kids are grown. And I ain't got to wait. And nothing's got to wait. You know, and me thinking that I had to wait made it wait. You are what you think. You get what you expect, so you get what you expect. So if you don't expect anything, you're not going to get anything. So this is what I want you to think about, that there is a thinking stuff. This whole world was created because of thinking, of thought, of thought. Things are created by being thought of. You think horrid things, you think bad things, that's what you're going to produce in your life. you think good things, that's what you're going to have in your life. And that's the basis of everything, that God created you in his image. So whatever you want, he wants. If he's giving you a desire for greatness, figure out what it is. Talk to him. It's your job to fulfill your mental, physical, and emotional self, and spiritual, I should say. So you got to exercise, you got to pray, and you got to hope. That's the only way you're going to live successfully, and that's how God wants us to do. And it is as simple as this. As long as they cut grass every Friday at my house, there's something from me in abundance that I should be able to give away to somebody else. You know, and when I lost my job and I couldn't do the food program anymore, after doing it for so long, it didn't faze me. But after listening to this keys to whatever, you know, keys to getting rich, you wherever you're at, I was somewhere then that enabled me to do it. Well, I'm somewhere now. And if that is that my desire, yeah, it's always been my desire. Long time. And no ladies talk shit about me when I had to stop. I'm like, you guys are so cold. But it's good. You know? If that's your desire, whatever your desire. And no, God's not going to make you be like Michael Jordan, because that was Michael Jordan's desire. Find your own. No, you're not going to be like little MCZZBB, okay, because that was his dumbass desire. Good for bad is how you use it. So this is the diary, baby. When we come back, we're going to talk about That was good. That's what me and Elijah been doing all weekend, laughing and singing and watching Nemo. He said, Gannon, Nemo, Nemo, he watching Nemo. I said, yeah, baby, let's watch Nemo. All right, this is Grandmama. I'll be back. You will not be ghetto bound as long as I'm alive. And once again, I want to thank the good people across Blog Talk Radio before I take a break for inviting me to come on this show and that show and this show and that show. And I love you for it, and please come on my show. But I don't, right now, everything has to be in an uplifting way. I want to hear, this is what we're going to do for Black America starting Monday. I don't want to hear, let's talk about more problems. Why isn't the black man standing up for, I can't go on that kind of show no more. My heart can't do that shit no more. So this is a diary, baby. I'll be back. And I'm going to take that phone call when I do come back. Because I love you. And I'll be back. It's going. It's coming. Music. What's up? No? Okay. Oh, it's coming. Okay, well, let me just keep talking till it's going. announcers. I make you wait 4 hours before I answer, and then the show is over. All right, hold on. Let me do. Uh-oh. All right, let's try. Hang up. No, we won't dial. Okay, here we go. I think. All right. Hey, are you there? No? All right, let me try it again. All right, there we go. Hey, this is Diary. What's up? Is this Terry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, honey bunny.
How you doing?
Oh, that sounds gay. I'm sorry, that sounds gay. I'm sorry.
How you doing? I'm listening to your show and my phone is going dead, but I was
well,
hoping
you. What'd you call for?
Because I just
well,
want to let you know I was listening. You don't
phone.
Have the, you don't have the chat up, so you can't see that I'm listening.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Did you call to yell at me? I love you. Hi.
But I like the show today. It's good.
Oh, I know. Everything we do is good. We got to be good, man. But thank you. You know,
yeah.
You know what I've been doing, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Give me
it's all good.
Did you hear me crying? I'm gonna be like Glenn Beck and shit. Maybe I'll get some. Did you hear me crying? I was crying.
I didn't hear you cry.
You didn't hear me cry?
Who were you crying for?
Well, you wasn't listening.
I didn't. Well, I mean, I was on like 4 minutes after because, you know, I had to.
Well,
you know,
I stopped
today.
Crying by then. I stopped crying.
Oh, okay. Well, wasn't that bad, was it?
So it wasn't too much to cry about. Okay, well, Terry, so we doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
No, I didn't say you. I said we.
Oh, we doing good.
Okay. How's the eye?
Out there, she tried to drink a bottle of NyQuil this morning. She's frozen. She's doing real good.
Saying, hey, it's Christmas Eve. Like,
but we
do,
you know.
Mama, please give me some NyQuil.
You know.
I'm like, go to bed. Yeah.
I don't even know where it is. How did you find it?
Before Santa Claus get in.
Yeah.
Mama trying to get her a drink on before Santa Claus. We got to wrap all this shit. Go to bed. Yeah. I didn't get nothing again this year. Go to bed. Yeah.
Right.
That's always went through my head. But now my kids is always some happy little Negroes on Christmas. They, like
mm-hmm.
they supposed to be. Until they got grown and started having a big mouth.
Yeah. I know, start finding the presents.
Okay, like, no, your mouth, I ain't got to, I used to tell them, I ain't got to impress you no more. Everybody's so happy they know ain't no Santa Claus. Well, guess what? Mommy Claus ain't falling for this shit this year. TVs ain't getting an Xbox this year.
Really?
Right? You know?
Really?
I had to cut it out.
Well, you know, this week,
stupid on Christmas morning.
This is my weekend. I was going to put all my decorations up, but it's raining.
Oh, shoot. Well, you're a little early, so maybe God is
I want it to be early. I want to do it before anybody else. I love the holiday.
Well, Christmas is always in your heart, so it's all good.
I keep my stuff up all year.
See, now that's
if I could.
I think that's just lazy. That ain't just lazy, huh? It's like my mama trying to plant the Christmas tree in the backyard. My dad's it's gonna die. I'm not, Bill. Do it anyway.
That's
okay.
Country.
I'm like, ooh, Daddy.
Look, that's
he
country.
He said you would be dumb. But he did. That's what a man did. Okay, honey. That's even the fire department had to come knock on the door. Miss Johnson, about April. You need to take down that timber you got out there.
Oh.
Little kids set it on fire. Shit wasn't glowing. I don't know what was on my mom. I love her. I love you, Mom. She ran her man, okay? 11 kids or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry, I love you.
Okay, honey.
You talking about my stuff.
Okay. Bye.
All right, so keep listening. I want to hear about how you didn't hear the end.
I'm sitting right here. I'm because I can't listen while I'm talking to you because it's ahead, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I knew that. You know, I'm such a pro. I knew that. All right, boo boo, I love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, hang you up, sorry. All right, and the answer to that, Terry, was I love you too, not bye, okay? See, you making me think we fun. You ain't shit. Anyway, I love her and everybody else. I got to. What's the sense in everything else? Maybe I'll get my $60,000 in back child support if I get to love somebody named Freddie and not the one I gave birth to in August of 20 years ago. Anyway, somebody help me with that. Get my money. I need my money. Jesus, I need my money. Oh, okay. So I told Elijah this morning, I said, say Jesus. Elijah said no. I said, Elijah, you know, this ain't something to really play with, but Grandma needs you to say Jesus. No. Pop to the head, say Jesus. Jesus. Uh-huh. It's like, all right, devil. All right. I know what to do. I'm Willa Mae's child, all right? You're playing with my grandson. Pop to the head. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't play. Anyway, this is the diary. This is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And now, you know, it's like, Stacey, you're so dumb. You made these programs years ago, got them all in paper, got weekly schedules, and had to go to work every day. Couldn't find five Negroes that cared about anything unless you gave them some money. And everything just kind of sat on the shelf. But God is good, and his desire will manifest. Ha-ha. And I love black people. I love kids, and I am a kid. And I run all these programs myself off top, and I have people that help me. So we're going to begin in a week from Saturday, well, a week from yesterday, to begin our Future Leaders program, which is basically supposed to be meant to be an after-school program for kids. But because, you know, the public school systems are so monopolized and, you know, I don't want to say anything negative, okay? What they're doing, what they've been doing, has enabled me to really bring something that's needy, relevant, and fun for kids on a daily basis. So we do things like, we do go over math because that's important. It is my goal to make sure that in 20 years of Elijah's age, kids like Elijah will run through math like it's not nothing, like the Asians do. Oh, speaking of Asians, I love Asians, okay? I want to say that first and foremost because education is important to them. Generation after generation after generation after generation, education is important, okay? We all, as a culture, as different people, have things that we need to work on. But, you know, my thing is working on black people, and I look at their example. I see their old people. I see their success. And Asians make more than white folks on an average, which is wonderful. So I want to do what the people that are making most of the money do, stupid black people. I don't want to do what little Remox do that ends him up in jail every 6 months. I just had to say that, okay? So, and I need to read my notes because I always go off, and then I'm like, damn, I didn't say that, damn, I didn't say that, damn. I think I am from the South. So they followed this. This is part of this thinking of oneness with God, and you call things into existence by what you think, and you have a peaceful, loving heart while you're thinking these things, and you actively think and you do, and those are things that are taken out of the Bible. Faith without works is dead, right? So faith is God will bless me. God put me here to be blessed. God put me here to drive a Lexus and to have donut shop. And also, I work for the post office, but I don't tell anybody I have three or four businesses. And the whole block belongs to my family. What do you have, Negro? Everybody with a felony record on anything. Every male got a felony. You know, that's why I love my family. I just got to take this ball and roll with it because ain't nobody in my family got a felony. Oh, my God. I mean, you got a felony? A whole room of black boys, my sons. You got a, what you do? You got a felony. Wait, you got, yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, my, wow. So there wasn't nobody in your lifetime, all of y'all in the same neighborhood. And it's a good neighborhood. All of y'all didn't have nobody to kind of sway you out of that. And all of y'all friends. Wait, what's that tell you? Anyway, the Asian people follow. What we about to go over and get in our heads like is dope, okay? Like it's crack, all right? Remember your crack days? Well, we're going to study this like it's crack. That is so sad. That is so sad. I just stereotype my own people. Oh, my God. Oh, Stacey, damn it, stop it. All right. Now, okay, so Women's Health Awareness Program. Let's talk about the second half of the show. I don't even know what time it is. Okay, good. All right. Second half of the show, Women's Self-Awareness Program. And that consists of four different things. We focus on four areas of a woman's development, okay? And when we talk woman, remember, I was the first woman. So I was thinking, okay, first of all, my financial. So we study about the financial. If you don't have a degree, we try to help you get at least a technical, you know, medical school, you know, a medical assistant, something, you know, something. Something? Okay? That's what we work on. And Lord, please say you have a high school diploma, because if you don't, we'll start there. So we start you at whatever level you're currently at. You know, thank God. My parents, there was no, am I going to go to college, Mom? No, the 2 weeks after your ass graduate, you're going to college. I can tell you, 11 college, little Kevin, ended up going to college. And he got a full ride scholarship, so it was worth his way. Well, they still tracking me down for student loans. All right, so let's do that. And you know, black men, you can get a full ride scholarship if you go to a southern school. You can get a scholarship if you're left-handed. You can get a scholarship for all kinds of stuff. So Women's Self-Awareness Program, and your kid can. You got a left, I was like, look, one foot Freddie down there with your son. Get that boy on writing scholarships. He's got eczema. He got asthma. You can get a scholarship for that. And he's left-handed. And Chris had, he's allergic to peanuts. You can get a scholarship for all of that shit. You black people know. Ain't too busy looking for a bail bond. Okay? So, Women's Self-Awareness Program, financial. We work on you. Wherever you're at, we take you higher. Okay? I had a bachelor's degree, and I was self-employed. And here in old lovely, oh, so diverse Sacramento, well, we don't believe you were self-employed for 10 years in there. So why don't you go ahead and tax me 10 years worth of tax returns with your company name on it, nigga? And then we'll give you this job. I don't care if you have a bachelor's degree, nigga. You're a nigga. All right, damn. I was like, really? So this nigga had it. It's going to be 30 pages. Where you want it fact? Because that's me, baby. I ain't got to lie. Aha, you thought you caught me, huh? So I'd never be good in the insurance industry. Went from the mailroom to a senior claims adjuster, baby. Went from making $10.50 an hour when they said, nigger, send me all your tax returns, to making $61,000 when they just couldn't take a nigger working, making $61,000 and telling them where to go. All right? So financial, we put you on the right track. That's one of the four steps. Women, self-awareness program. Damn it, get self-aware. Right now, as you see, financial was number one. Because if you don't have money, you get no honey. Well, you do, but then you end up with another baby dad. Oh, God damn it, I'm funny. You shouldn't be giving out no honey, okay, if you broke. Because all that's going to do is make some broke-ass babies. Anyway, I had all my babies when I got broke. And I was self-employed when I got broke. You know what I'm saying? And had shit behind me. So I was like, oh, no, I'm baby safe. I'm little baby safe. You don't know. Okay. So if I was self-employed at 30-something, you think I'm going to be sitting around looking at, I stayed with insurance until Chris didn't need no more asthma medicine. Okay? Shit. Kiss my ass. Anyway, financial, spiritual. Okay? That's the next one, ladies. Get to know Jesus. And not Pastor Whoopty Whoop Jesus, like over here in Old Citrus Heights, where the pastor will tell you to get an abortion. That's a nigga pastor. I'm like, wait. He told you to get, like, what? Yeah, pastor said, I think you better be better off for me to go ahead and get the abortion. I was like, you know what? All right. I gotta go though, boo. I can't be tripping with y'all like this no more. I can't be tripping because abortion, yeah. I'm not saying, it's good for good or bad, but for a pastor, God's the one that represents life, right? The eternal being. You're his representative, you bastard. And you telling somebody to go and abort a baby? Wow. All right, that's all I can say, man. So I was like, okay, I'll see y'all in never, and I will be the devil all day long, you little bitty ugly man. Anyway, spiritual, get some lightness, oneness with God. And what I always tell, and I tell single mothers to this day, you have possession of God's most favorite prized possession, a child. You have control of a child. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you, and then he'll bless you some more so you can go out and bless other people because he loves children. Be dumb like me. Stay acting like a child. Have fun with Eli. God will bless you. Spiritual. Emotional. Get your shit together so you ain't running after all kind of Negroes at the bar when you should be home with your baby. All right? It's okay to stay home for 18 years. It's okay that you want to not run the street with all the other single mothers. Even though they got kids, they don't mind leaving them with grandma every night to run tail. It's okay that you think it's bad to do that. Stay at home. Stay at home. They need you. And you're showing them either that you're a hoe or you're a responsible mother. Stay at home. Emotional. Get your emotions right to where you can be a mother and it be okay. And you learn how to relate to your kids like children and not like adults. They're not your young adults. They're your children. They shouldn't be knowing every personal thing that goes on in the house. They shouldn't know. Okay? The one time I got caught and the fucking utilities went out, I was like, oh, shit. Because I didn't want my kids to feel like they weren't secure. Kids need to feel secure. If I knew I was getting a three-day notice, and these motherfuckers didn't care, I said, look, don't put it on my door. I will come to you. I don't want my boys to see it. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they didn't. But they don't give a fuck. They like embarrassing me. That's their embarrassment factor. You know, but I ain't give a fuck. Shit. I ain't gonna be in nobody's street. Y'all just give me a three-day notice every motherfucking month. I don't care. That don't give me play favor or not with you. Because all you're looking for is the goddamn money. You hope I don't pay in 3 days. Or you hope I don't pay on time. That's why your ass is moving it up from the fifth to the third, because you knew niggas wasn't paying on time. So spare me with that world shit. I ain't in the world no more, man. I'm in the world where God say you can have what you want, baby state. And if you put thoughts of lack in your mind, that's what the hell you gonna have. But as I raise my kids, I put thoughts of no, hell no. Okay? And my kid, my daughter had a car just like the daughter that had a mom and a dad. Okay? When she walked her ass out of sack, she had a car. She had everything. She had insurance on it. I had a car. Because I didn't want to get up at midnight to pick her ass up from work. Oh, I had a daughter that went to work. Two jobs when she left her ass up out of here. Okay? Because I raised my kids to know. And then I baby my boys. Family. We pass some shit. That's what we do. But not for too long. And they know. Anyway, women, okay, that's emotional. And I think I'm about to be off. Oh, shoot. I ain't heard it turning. Last one is physical. Get your ass up and go walk 30 minutes a day if you can't do nothing else. You shouldn't be 900 pounds and you got a kid. What if you die? And speaking of dying, that's part of the financial. Get you a will. Don't cost it $75. Don't smoke no weed that month. And get a will. Okay? Take care of your damn kids. That's the Women's Self-Awareness Program, the four pieces. So we meet once a month. We talk about this shit. I give you free stuff. We love each other. And you know what? I'd like to see the next 20 years. All you single mothers are trying to keep one apartment so you can have your nigga come over every other night. Bunk up like you're in college. Split the rent four ways, take your ass to school, designate a babysitter every week out of the U4, and handle your goddamn business. And quit letting old random-ass niggas run up in you and leave you for nothing. Woo! Shit, this is a diary, baby. And the love movement, all in one. and the Association of African American Single Mothers is the prominent, most relevant black organization in America's history. If anybody wants to tell me any other program out there that's been in existence, I'm 45 now, I was looking for them the past 23 years when I was raising my kids, and definitely the past 20 when I was raising my boys. And no, I ain't going to take them to the Boys Club of America so they can get boinked by some pedophile over here in Sacramento. I want the black blackies of black blackness to help my boys. One thing I need you to think about when you leave, when you're leaving, when you're working next week. America got great. America got rich. America got number one. Because they chose to get some niggas from Africa and had them work for free for hundreds of years. Somebody's going to get paid back for that. Don't worry about the white man. God wants to pay you back directly with your hand, directly with your hands, your creativity, his love for you. Don't worry about a white motherfucker giving you shit. This is the diary where I love you. Have a good week. See, everybody need an Eli. If you had Eli, you wouldn't need crack, juice, nothing. I love you, baby. Have a good week. It's coming, I think. All right, well, we're just going to keep talking. I love you. I love you. I love you. Love you. Love you.
Have a good week.